What happens when you spend your time focusing not on the things that you don't want, but on the things that you do want? What happens when you cultivate inside of you a overwhelming sense of well-being? Well, that's what this podcast is about, and that's what I call the self-kindness effect. It's not any one thing, but it is a life of practicing tools and skills that bring you back to an inner sense of well-being, an inner sense of connection, an inner sense of understanding how and where your joy, fulfillment, appreciation, approval, and love comes from. I invite you to come along with me. Let's go together and find out exactly what does it mean to live and experience the self-kindness effect. Hey, my friend, I am just jumping in here to tell you about an upcoming workshop that I'm hosting in person here on the Central Coast of California. It is on Saturday, March the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a special one-day in-person workshop to learn and master the skills that I talk about here on the Self-Kindness Effect podcast. Decreasing worry, expanding into your best life, letting go of self-doubt, connecting back to ease, and setting intention for creating and living a beautiful next-level life. If you want to be part of this workshop on Saturday, March the 23rd, here locally, called Allowing Happiness, go down to the show notes and click on the link, or listen in at the end of the podcast today where I give more details about how to be part of this special event that's coming up Saturday, March 23rd, a live workshop called Allowing Happiness. Hello, welcome back, my friend. Self-kindness effect in effect. I just sent out a newsletter today, and it was a quote that I read about something that had been asked of the Buddha. And I don't know how accurate it is, but it felt like it really landed with the message of today, what I'm going to talk about. And the story is that the Buddha one day was asked, "What have you gained from meditation?" And he replied, "Nothing." But then he went on to say, "However, let me tell you what I have lost. Anger, anxiety, depression, insecurity, fear of old age and death." And I read that and immediately thought, that's it. That is the self-kindness effect. The understanding what it is by pointing to, and this is what I believe the Buddha did so well, is understanding what something is by pointing to what it is not. And in pointing to what it is not, it allows you, the listener, to create and fill in the context of what it is. I believe that self-kindness does the same thing in our lives. I believe that that is what the self-kindness effect is. When people ask me, you know, what effect has it had in my life, I'm more able to talk about what is no longer here. You know, I no longer have the degree of depression that I had experienced in my life. I no longer have the levels of anxiousness that used to just be so part of the background. They were like an air conditioner, that when that air conditioner goes off in a room, you know, you ever had that happen? It goes off in the room and all of a sudden you go, oh, the air conditioning was on, or the refrigerator in your house, when it goes off, suddenly you're like, oh, it was on, and you didn't even realize that. What the self-kindness effect does in my life, and I've seen it does in other people's lives, is it removes all of that background noise that we have just come to assume is the natural part of life. You know, that we need to suffer at the degree that we do, that we need to worry at the degree that we do, that we need to focus on the problem in the length that we do, that, you know, goodness, joy, love are based upon a condition that you need to be fulfilled before they are available for us. And so what the self-kindness effect does in my life is it pulls all those away. like I lose the attachment of those being prevalent in my life, and what is left is what I call our true nature. What is left is what naturally wants to fill the space. What naturally wants to fill the space is goodness, joy, delight, wonder, curiosity, playfulness, connection, compassion, understanding, abundance. They're all right there. They don't need to be conditioned. And that is what today's conversation is about, which is moving the needle in our life, which is allowing the universe to do the heavier lifting in your life. Because once you put it and offer it up, it's like what naturally fills in that space is what you want. And by offering it up, what I mean is that we no longer hold on to it or clamp it down. We offer it up by allowing it to have its life, to allow it to move, to allow the flow. We offer it by no longer clamping down. There is not a source of badness in our lives. There is just the degree to which we are clamping off what we might call goodness or well-being. One way that we can do that is by doing this work of being willing to understand and get to know ourselves. I've used a lot of different metaphors here. You know, one of my group programs, or my group program that I offer of self-kindness right now, is called the self-story. So a metaphor that I use is that we are telling a narration of our life, and or we are reading the book of our life, and that we get to be supportive and present in the creation and the writing, the dictation of that book. How do you live your life then? By utilizing these tools, making the most of the time that you have here to live without regret, the most valuable, wise use of time that I have seen is understanding that we are the ones choosing. We're always choosing in this moment. We are choosing between the different directions that the next moment is going to take. It's why I love the story analogy so much, because I started to think of those old books, and I know I've mentioned this in the past, but those old books that were called Choose Your Own Adventures, and maybe they still make something like that. It's probably more of like a video game version of it. But our lives are that. In each moment, whether it's a big moment or a small moment, we have choices that we can make, and we usually default into that pre-written narrative that we have of how the world works. The pre-written narrative isn't a bad thing, and actually it helps us to move through life more quickly, more fluidly, and more fluently. But if you don't love the story, and I mean love the story, I'm also talking to you, the listener, that things are going well in your life. But what feels hard, even when things are going well, is on some level we know things can go even better. Now, this was a part of myself that I would downplay so often that, you know, people would say, Pete, you're too idealistic. That's wishful thinking, Pete. You know, it doesn't work that way. And what I want to say is, in that moment, other people were asking me to choose differently. They were asking me to choose something that, for them, was their truth. So what are those decisions? What are those choose your own adventure moments, big or small? And we can apply this to any moment. And this is what self-kindness is. This is how the self-kindness effect takes place. Just like the Buddha said, it's not what I gained. I didn't gain anything. It's what I lost. And that speaks also to the truth that you are already 100% on your journey. You are already 100% worthy. There isn't anything that needs to be fixed. because it's all already available. All we need to do is remove the blocks. We remove the blocks of that anxiety. We remove the blocks of that feeling stuck. We remove the blocks of fear of death. We remove those blocks again and again and again. So we are naturally left with well-being. And in that, we regain everything. So those decisions, the decisions in each moment can be reflected as, are you choosing truth in this moment or feeling good? Now, one way we can look at this decision-making and how it plays so prevalently in our lives is this. I might first set you up a little bit by saying, would you choose in the moment truth or non-truth? Now, I hope that you would say truth. The next question is, in the moment, would you choose feeling good or not feeling good? And I hope that you would choose feeling good. Now I'm going to ask you, do you choose truth or feeling good? Now, all of us have been conditioned throughout our lives that it's more important to tell the truth than to feel good. I'll probably do a whole podcast on this, but what I want to ask you to take a look at is our truth, your truth, the truth that sets you free, will feel good and be true. It doesn't mean that it isn't a hard decision or a challenging decision, but your truth, the truth that sets you free, will always be true and feel good. So if you're choosing a truth that doesn't feel good, then that is when we apply so many of the other tools that I talk about on this podcast to question that and find out whose truth is it that you are telling. The next choose your own adventure is, are you going to go it alone or are you going to do it with the divine? And that's the divine of your understanding. So in any moment, you can ask yourself, do I feel like I'm going alone here? Or do I feel like I'm with the divine here? Another one is, in this decision, am I going to go with using past and future to make this decision? Or present moment? Another choose your own adventure is, in this moment, am I choosing from feeling like a victim? Or am I choosing from feeling like a hero? And again, it's your story. You get to write it. Another choose your own adventure moment decision helper is life against me or is life for me? Do I believe in this decision that life is against me or do I believe it's for me? Another one, is this being made based upon a condition? Or is this a decision coming from unconditional? And the one that I was talking about earlier with the Buddha's story example, in this decision, is there gain? Or in this decision, is there loss? It seems as if, and this is for all of us to explore on our own, that feeling good on purpose, being responsible 100% for that feeling vibrational essence within us, doing that on purpose is how we move and continue to allow our life to expand beyond the current threshold that keeps us stuck. Allowing things to get better within us first, allowing things to get better in the life that is around us helps us to have that focus, to use our time wisely, to really allow the thoughts and emotions to be indicators so that we live our lives, so that we choose our own adventures to live our lives without regret. It is possible. It is, I believe, why you are here. That is your purpose. to grow emotionally, physically, in value, in service, and in fun and shared connection. So question the part of you that pushes against that and says, that's too idealistic, Pete. Let that part of you have a voice. Allow it. Because what it will bring up is it'll bring up the parts of you that are still yearning and still have desire and are still written on your heart. It's okay to feel that desire. And in fact, that is actually part of what we are here to do, to allow that to grow in us more and more and more. And so I want to tell you how, a way to do that work. I believe that the self-kindness approach, it encapsulates so many other approaches, and that's why it is, I feel like, on the very growing edge of this human possibility movement. So often I've talked to other coaches that have done so much good work in their lives, and then they come to me and ask about self-kindness. Maybe because all of the other work helps to expose what they really want is a beautiful internal relationship, self with self. So the ways that I'm doing that right now, if you live here on the Central Coast or you're nearby or you feel like hopping on an airplane or getting in a car, on March 23rd, it's a Saturday, I am hosting a workshop here locally. It's the first in-person workshop that I'm hosting in several years. Pre-COVID was the last time I did an in-person workshop. So it's Saturday, March 23rd. You can go down to the show notes and get the information there. It's going to be a one-day, full-day in-person workshop where we're going to learn and master these skills, right? Letting go, connecting back to ease and purpose and flow, decreasing those stress, and increasing on purpose the amount of good, and setting that as the intention. So just we're gonna wrap you in this day of deep connection and grounding. Space is limited on this one. So if you are local or if you are coming from afar, go down to those show notes and click on that link sooner than later. And again, that's March 23rd, Saturday. If you're listening to this when this drops live, you have a couple weeks. March 23rd, that's 2004. When that happens. The other way to do this is by becoming part of the Self Story group. This group is a group where we have weekly live calls, we have a Facebook group, we have a group portal that is just chock full of videos and downloadable worksheets and all ways to help keep you writing this new narrative in your life. And the live calls are magic. Like if it was just live calls alone and that's all you did, I believe that that would radically, radically shift things in your life. It is set up to be, it's almost like we do a group kind of mental coaching, allowing work together. So I am the host of every call, and yet each person that comes on, there's always a amazing diamond that each person drops or that we land on collectively as a group. So the self-story group, that information is also down below. And of course, one-on-one coaching. I will firmly stand behind the power and the transformative nature of working one-on-one with another human being. I believe it's why that has been the mode throughout the centuries, throughout the millennia, of how humans have worked together in sharing and having a discussion where one person and both people are open to that transformation in that moment. So if you're curious and or you're feeling ready for that one-on-one conversation, go down to the show notes and book that free consultation with me. All right. I love you, my friend. I invite you to apply these questions at each moment of your life, at each spot where you can begin and continue to choose your own adventure in creating the life that is just, it's just dying for you to get there. And it is a dying. The part of you that has been afraid, that has played small, that has been fearful of love being that big in your life, it is a metaphoric death in that way. And yet it's the journey that we are all so inspired to go on. So I love you, and we'll see you next week.